The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Light. What do we think of when we think of light? We think of being enlightened. We think about truth. And we think about meaning. And St. John the Evangelist, reflecting on the mystery of Christmas, reflecting on that humble scene of the baby lying in the manger with animals around and shepherds and the poor. It's a rough scene, really. No room at the inn. John the Evangelist looks at that beautiful scene right there, and he says to himself, what was that all about at a deeper level? We're caught up with the mysticism of the birth of Christ in such a humble setting, in such a poor setting, in such a difficult setting. What does he say as he looks at that in his heart? St. John the Evangelist says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And everything that came to be through that Word. In this poor, humble icon of the Holy Family at the birth of Jesus, John sees the Word. In the beginning. The Greek word for the Word is logos, from which we get the word logic. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the meaning. Today, everyone is so confused about meaning that we've come to the point of developing a philosophical school called deconstructionalism. Don't worry if you forget about that. You can forget it right now if you'd like. You can say to yourself, I don't like that word. I hope I never hear it again. Deconstructionalism is a philosophy based on the conviction that there is no meaning. So if you're smart, you say, why even have it? If there is no meaning, then there is silence. Not a silence that is full of the presence of God, but an empty silence, a silence of nothingness. And that's the silence in which our culture lives. That's why our great young people, so many of them, have to blast that stuff in their ears all the time. When I'm driving along, I see if they're not on the cell phone, they got their stuff in there and in their ears and they're grooving. That's because they don't want to get anywhere near that silence of nothingness that fills the world. That's the darkness that we hear about in the first reading. The silence of nothingness. And it's a very unpleasant silence in which to live. So people escape by making more and more and more and more noise. Jesus Christ is the word, the logos, the meaning. He is the sense of the world, who was outside the world and then took flesh and pitched his tent in the world. He is the first and final meaning of everything. When the world turns against God and turns against Christ, the devil leads the world to the silence of nothingness and nihilism. And it's that world that uses noise to escape the silence of nothingness, that also uses alcohol and funny cigarettes and sex outside of marriage and violence. That's how we escape the silence of nothingness. We have our escape routes. And all of those escape routes are self-destructive. They're all manufactured by the devil. And the way we know that is with the latest escape route, with violence, after the gunman shoots as many people as he can, he turns the gun on himself. That's how we're sure the devil is behind it. Because the devil knows nothing but to teach us how to destroy ourselves, whether it's through alcohol or drugs or sex or violence, anything to escape that silence of nothingness. And how foolish we are, because in the beginning, there was the word, the logos, the sense of the world, the meaning of the whole world, the first and final meaning. In the beginning. In the beginning, before there was something, there was the sense of the world in which that something would play a part. There's so much tragedy around the holidays that happens around the holidays. And then whatever tragedies happen during the year come home to roost for the holidays. And people say, what does this all mean? They have to look to Christ, born in the manger, crucified, raised up, ascended. There is no name except the name of Jesus given to people by which they are to be saved, which means there is no meaning to the world except the meaning put there by Jesus Christ. We just got a new survey. 60-some% of Americans think now of Christmas in a way that's less religious. The administration and the Supreme Court are accomplishing their purposes. If you don't put up Frosty the Snowman and a candy cane so big that not only couldn't I eat it, but it could devour me, If you don't put those up right next to the crib, oh, that's not tolerable. That's offensive. The courts and the administration are driving the meaning that was in the beginning out of the world, so that the darkness of the silence of nothingness can enter. We'll sing later on, Silent Night. Not the silence of nothingness. The silence whose presence is filled with Jesus Christ. The silence which is full of meaning. The silence which is the home of the Word made flesh. The silence which is the home of the eternal sense of the world. Instead of spending time escaping from the silence of nothingness, let's come here and find in this silent, humble poverty our own truth, our own freedom, our own deepest meaning. It's right there. And if we want to see it in a totally human form, remember, Jesus was a divine person with a divine nature and a human nature. That's where the first and the final truth is, the first and the final meaning, the first and the final sense of the world. Let's get out there and evangelize, as Pope Francis said. Let's tell the world, give up on the silence of nothingness. After you turn to violence and escape, and then turn that violence on yourself, there is nothing, literally. Why do you choose that? Choose to escape is to choose to destroy oneself exactly as the devil wishes. This is Christmas. On those who dwell in darkness, a light has shone. The light of the truth, the sense, the final meaning of the world in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, grace has appeared. It appeared in Jesus tonight, especially, and in Marian and Joseph, grace appeared. And tonight, grace wants to appear in every one of you, so that the Holy Spirit can change you every day to be born more like Christ. Grace appeared for the Holy Family. Grace appears for you and me tonight. Let's not get too interested in escaping from whatever, but let's kneel at the crib and accept the grace that has appeared, that changes us into someone beautiful in this world, like Mary, and that eventually changes us into heavenly people, glowing with the glory of Christ, the true light. Praise be Jesus Christ.